Title: Taming Harsh Neuromids for Jungle Intermediate. Hey, welcome. This lesson shows you how to tame harsh neuro-style mids in jungle and drum and bass inside Ableton Live. We're going to keep the aggression and weight of a rolling bass line, but remove the grating, buzzy stuff that makes your ears hurt. I'll walk you through surgical EQ work, mid-side moves, multiband dynamics, parallel saturation tricks, and drum-aware ducking using only Ableton stock devices in Live 10 or 11. Expect concrete settings, fast workflow tips, and a short practice exercise so you can lock this in quickly. Let's make heavy sound good. Lesson overview. Why this matters. When jungle bass lines get sticky, it's almost always a mid-range resonance. Typical neuro treble lives roughly between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz. If you yank the wrong stuff out, you lose weight and groove. The goal here is to identify and remove the nasty frequencies, control the dynamics of that midband, and add parallel weight so the low end remains powerful without being fatiguing. Start by setting your monitoring level to a comfortable volume. Pro coach tip: when you hunt for harshness, drop the master level about 6 decibels so you're hearing timbre, not just loudness. Small EQ moves will sound different at different volumes. What you'll build: you'll create two complementary chains. The first is the main bass track, centered low end, surgical mid cuts in the mono center, and multiband dynamics to tame spikes. The second is a parallel texture or aggro track that carries high frequency bite and grit, filtered and compressed so it never becomes grating. We'll also add a parallel low saturation layer for weight, and a simple drum sidechain to make room for snares and rolls. Step by step, find the problem frequency. Put spectrum on your bass track first so you have visual feedback. Insert EQ 8 early in the chain. Choose one band, set it to a bell, and make the Q narrow, think between 6 and 10. Boost that band by about 10 dB and sweep it from 200 Hz up to 5 kHz while the loop plays. Listen carefully for where the sound suddenly becomes harsh, buzzy, or painful. Typical targets are around 700 Hz, 1.4 kHz, or 2 to 2.5 kHz. When you find it, note the center frequency and switch the boost off. Surgical cut. Now keep that EQ 8 band on a bell shape and widen the Q slightly. Somewhere between 3 and 6 is a good starting point. Cut at the found frequency. Start with about minus 3 dB and only go deeper if needed. Minus 6 to minus 8 is rare. For example, band 3 at 1.2 kHz, Q4, gain minus 4.5 dB is a reasonable middle ground. Always a slash be the bypass. If the cut makes the bass sound thin, open the Q a touch to make the cut broader and gentler. Add a gentle mid scoop for musical balance. Often one narrow notch isn't enough. Add a second bell band around 700 to 900 Hz, set a wider Q, about 1.2 to 1.6, and pull gently by 1.5 to 3 dB. This creates space without killing body. Use spectrum to make sure you aren't removing crucial harmonic content. Use mid/side to preserve stereo while cleaning the center. Switch the surgical cuts to mid-only mode inside EQ 8 so you're removing harshness from the mono center where sub and kick live, while leaving the stereo sides intact. Typical workflow: surgical notch in the mid channel, wide gentle scoop in mid, and leave side untouched or even boost slightly for presence. This keeps the mix wide but keeps the center clean. Dynamic mid-band control with multiband dynamics. Place multiband dynamics after EQ 8. Set crossover so low as below roughly 200 Hz, mid from 200 to 2.5 kHz, and high above 2.5 kHz. For the mid-band, use a threshold around minus 12 to minus 18 dB and a ratio of roughly 3 to 1. 3 to 4 to 1 works well. Attack about 15 milliseconds and release around 100 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is to squash harsh hits dynamically rather than relying solely on static EQ. Parallel saturation for weight without harshness. Create a parallel bass, fat track, or use a send. On that parallel channel, add EQ 8 first and low pass it around 400 to 600 Hz, so only the low energy gets saturated. Then drop an Ableton saturator. A good starting point is drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft sine curve or analog clip, and blend it on the parallel track, so you can add weight without contaminating the mids. Pull the output down by a few dB to avoid clipping. For the high character, create another parallel track, high pass at 600 to 800 Hz and add light saturation or erosion to taste. Use multiband dynamics on this character track if the top end gets spiky. Blend both parallels under the main bass until you have weight plus texture but no harshness. Drum aware mid ducking so snares cut through. Route your drum bus as a sidechain source. If you can sidechain per band, great. If not, place a compressor after multiband dynamics and set its sidechain input to the drum bus. Use a fastish attack, around 5 to 10 milliseconds, a release between 60 and 120 milliseconds, and a ratio of roughly 2.5 to 3 to 1. Set the threshold, so you get about 3 to 5 dB of ducking on snare hits. This preserves transient clarity and prevents the midband from masking drums. Final glue and stereo control. Light glue compressor on the bass bus sets the tone. Try attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1. Release variable but somewhere in the 1/10th to 4/10th of a second range. Add utility to collapse below a set point. For heavy DNB, collapse under 100 Hz to mono. Also consider reducing stereo width of the whole bass bus to 80 to 95% if it feels too wild. Quick starting settings recap for your ears. This audio version is shortened for playback.